Your financial choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. And you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. And on both of those websites, you can also have access to our prior shows and download the podcast and listen to them at your convenience. Welcome to the show. Today is February 11th, 2015. The markets were mixed today. The Dow down just a bit at 17,862. The NASDAQ up 4801. And the S&P was slightly down to 2068. Last week, my guest was attorney Judith Harris from Norris McLaughlin and Marcus as we discussed the changes in the Pennsylvania power of attorney provisions. So if you missed it, again, those podcasts are available on yourfinancialchoices.com or wdiy.org. The power of attorney is the most important document you can have. Tonight, we are going to talk about the most important asset that you have, your health. My guest this evening, I have guests, and we are live tonight. We will take your questions. Judy Ann is in the studio with us, and she'll answer your calls, take your information, and ask you to mute your radio so you can hear me without the delay, and we can talk without confusion. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments, and while I do typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic. We'll do our best to answer them. You can talk live on air with us or off air, whatever you're more comfortable with. Judy Ann could bring the question into the studio. The number is 610-758-8810. That is 610-758-8810. And email is also available at yourfinancialchoices.com. Let me give a little prelude to what we're talking about. The American Heart Association and American Stroke Association are committed to fighting heart disease and stroke throughout Pennsylvania. Dawn Fernandez, a special events director in the Lehigh Valley, as well as a champion for living healthy every day. Omar Zuko is director of major accounts and national advertising, as well as local retail at the Morning Call, and a member of the leadership team of Go Red for Women in the Lehigh Valley. So tonight we are talking about being healthy and why your health is the most important asset that you have. And we're also going to talk about opportunities and ways that you can become involved with the organization to help live healthy all around the Lehigh Valley. And I'm very excited because I'm very committed to this organization. So listeners, I want you to stay tuned, stay with us. We're going to talk about a lot of good things about being healthy and what difference it can make in your financial life as well. So welcome to the show, both of you. This show is Your Financial Choices, and the most important choice we do need to make in our financial lives is taking care of our health. Staying healthy has an everlasting impact on our earning potential and driving down health care costs. I think many people would be surprised to hear that heart disease and stroke are the number one killer of women. We will be talking with Dawn and Omar about the awareness, resources, and ways to get involved. So, Dawn, besides this being your job, please share with us a bit about your passion to getting your message out to women.
Well, as you said, I am a champion for healthy living every day. So as I'm out in the public, being a representative of the Heart Association, it's my job to teach people, you know, the healthier choices of maybe what they're choosing, encourage them to get active. I did myself as well since by starting at the, Heart Association. I've been able to lose 35 pounds,
yay,
which is really exciting. And I have become more active in my life and apply that to the home life. So I do feel like I take it very seriously. I am a champ dam, and I am an example of what heart health should be. So that's something, one of my passions. My mother-in-law, she is affected by heart disease. She currently has 3 stents in her heart. And I feel like every day I go to work and raise money, it's helping advance technology for her. And we hope to keep her around for many more years to see her grandchildren grow up. So, and then of course, my husband, being the, Hispanic himself, he is, on the higher end of the spectrum. So, my passion is to make sure he stays around too. So trying to implement all the right choices at home as well in the public when I'm working with volunteers. And
others. At the end of your email, Dawn, it always says why, I think.
Yes.
And why?
Our new branding for Heart is Life is Why, because life is why we make the proper choices, because we wouldn't be here if we didn't choose life. And so watching my kids grow is my personal why, because I want to be here for every step of them getting older.
Very good. Thank you for being here. I'm looking forward to talking about all the resources available on the website from the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association as well. And Omar,
hey.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here as well.
Thank you so much for having us.
We mentioned that you're on the leadership team for Go Red for Women. But you're a man, Omar. In fact, that's when I first met you, at a breakfast, which was an informational breakfast to learn more about the American Heart Association. And Dawn has such a gentle nature. And you were there. And
I gave my pitch.
And you gave your pitch. So how did you get involved with the organization, and why is it important to you?
Well, I'll start with my why, because Dawn has her why, and I think our whys are somewhat similar. My why is my wife and kids. And I think that's something that I mentioned when we had that breakfast and I made my pitch. I've been somewhat involved with Go Red for Women, kind of on the outside, so to speak, attending the luncheons. About a decade or so ago, I was invited to one of the first 2 or so Go Red for Women luncheons in New York when I lived in New York, through Macy's, who was the national sponsor and a client of mine at the time. And I was really impressed with the speakers, the attendance, and I was really moved by it, and I've been attending ever since. Fast forward 10 years later, I move into the Valley with my family, and I was really pleasantly surprised to know or to learn that The Morning Call, my new employer, is also involved with Go Red for Women. So I've had some losses due to heart disease in my family. My father passed away recently. My brother passed away a while ago due to heart disease, as well as some other family members. So I felt it was the right time, and it was probably long overdue for me to get involved in a more direct way with Go Red for Women and American Heart Association. So that's kind of how it came about. So interestingly enough, actually, when I attended the luncheon here last year, I saw that I think all the volunteers were asked to stand up, and everybody stood up, and I noticed that there weren't any men. So that's when I asked a colleague who's involved, it's like, why aren't there any men? And she's like, well, there could be. So you just talk to Dawn. So she set up a time for us to meet with Dawn, and fortunately, just like heart disease, Go Red for Women does not discriminate. So
very good.
I'm involved now.
Very good. Well, I love hearing your stories, and then I'll share a little bit when we come back from our break. We're taking our first break. Folks, if you have questions this evening, the phone number is 610-758-8810. We're talking about taking care of your health, because it's the number one asset that you have. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. For more information, visit wdiy.org.
And we are back with Your Financial Choices. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have with me in the studio Dawn Fernandez, Special Events Director at the American Heart Association right here in the Lehigh Valley, and Omar Zucco, who's representing the Morning Call, but both involved with the American Heart Association, in particular, Go Red for Women campaign. So I wanted to make sure I also mentioned that I have recently become involved with Go Red for Women. I was invited to the breakfast that we alluded to earlier and learned more about their mission. And I was surprised to learn that the leading cause of death in women is heart disease. And I imagine stroke might be thrown in that as well. So I thought that there was a need for more awareness, and there can't be too many people helping get the word out. So not to mention, I saw myself not making good choices with my health. So if I'm doing this radio show every week telling everyone to have good financial choices, I better start taking care of my health, because as I've mentioned, that's our number one asset, and a good financial choice is taking care of your health. So I am committed to trying to make a difference now. I am, like Dawn, trying to take steps every day to make a difference, and I hope that Dawn and Omar now hold me responsible as I've, you know, confess to everyone and all the listeners. Folks, this is an important subject. I hope you're, staying tuned and listening. We're going to talk about a number of resources out there. Men and women can become involved with this organization and what we're trying to do. Omar had mentioned attending the annual luncheon, the Go Red for Women luncheon. If any of you were out in the Lehigh Valley on Friday, you knew it was Go Red for Women, and all the women were wearing red around the Lehigh Valley. So men can get involved as well. And I was surprised, you know, here was Omar at the luncheon, Go Red for Women, and he already has told why he was involved. But there is a Men Go Red.
That's correct,
Omar. So you might not be alone anymore. So let's talk about Men Go Red and how people can get involved with that as well.
Well, when we talk about Men Go Red, I mean, we've heard so much about Women Go Red or Go Red for Women, but every man has a special lady or ladies in his life, whether that's his wife, his mother, his daughter, sister, aunt, you name it. So the goal for Men Go Red for Women is more about bringing awareness, is talking about, you know, this silent killer that is, by the way, preventable. The NFL has done a phenomenal job with breast cancer awareness. Unbelievable job. And every man now knows that October is breast cancer awareness.
You're right.
Month.
Yeah. Yeah. They all wear pink. They wear a little pink.
Great job. But what most people don't know, particularly men, is that heart disease, as you mentioned, is the number one killer of women, and pretty much 5-1 compared to breast cancer. So it kills 5 times more women than breast cancer does. And as I said before, it's preventable. So it's one of those things that it's a no-brainer for everyone to get involved, because it's something that they can be able to prevent through exercising and making the right choices.
Okay. So if men want to get involved, they can head to the website heart.org, heart.org, or even here in the Lehigh Valley in particular, we have a website for Go Red, and that is lehighvalleygored.heart.org. But Dawn, I especially want to talk about the Go Red for Women luncheon, which is coming up in May, which if folks were listening, Omar has been attending those for like a decade now.
Probably a little bit more than that, yeah, since it first started. Yeah.
And it was very inspiring so inspiring that it moved you to actually get involved. So can you tell us, our listeners, about that in case they would like to get involved or participate in the Go Red for Women luncheon?
Sure. So the luncheon was started about 12 years ago, and it was started because, as you've mentioned, it is the number one killer of women with all the cancers combined. And so women did not know that warning signs were different than from a man. So they thought, the Heart Association thought, how can we educate women in the largest capacity and get the word out that things are different, they need to take care of themselves. So they came up with the luncheon. It is focused around women's heart health. We are, you know, the caregivers, the wives, the sisters, and so the daughters. And most of the time when we know the information, we take it home and say, are you doing this correctly?
Right.
So that's the focus around the luncheon. Over the last 10 years, we've been able to decrease deaths by 30%, save 626,000 women just with education through this capacity of a luncheon. So in particular here in the Lehigh Valley, this year, 2015, will be our seventh annual, and it's been successful in educating women. We see a percentage of people changing their lifestyle. As Omar said, the cases are preventable, and the statistic is 80% of heart disease is preventable. So it's quite a large number. So if we can educate our community on how to take care of themselves, then we can see a change. This year particularly, we're talking about women taking the time to listen to their bodies, to listen to themselves, to take maybe 10 minutes out of a day to get up from their desk or to do a breathing exercise, anything to kind of help you learn, I can do things better.
Mm-hmm. And I think awareness is especially important when most of us don't know that it's the number one killer. And you just said 5-1.
Yeah.
I mean, it's staggering that these statistics exist and we're not more aware of it. So this is a great way to get involved. And if it's going to force people into getting healthy by being involved, as I hope will happen to me, then it's all worth it. So getting involved. And there's all kinds of opportunities to either, you know, volunteer with the organization, become a financial supporter through attending the luncheon. You could do donations. You can be a sponsor. So there's all kinds of information out there, and we can talk about more of that as we go. I also want to mention that we have a couple minutes before our next break, that Friday was Go Red for Women.
Yep,
and
yep.
I just wondered, because when I was out, you know, in the Lehigh Valley, you know, lunching with people and visiting with clients, I was wearing my red. Someone I was at lunch with was wearing their red. So did you guys see it? How was it at the morning call?
Quite a number. There's quite a few people that are involved with Go Red for Women. So you could see that they're wearing their red and they're championing the cause. But it's really good to see when you're out in the street that more and more that is being picked up and people are really acknowledging it. One of the things that I typically do when I see somebody wearing red, regardless of the day of the year, I say, oh, that's great. You support Go Red for Women.
Oh.
Even though they didn't pick that, you know, whether that's a jacket or a tie or a scarf. But it's just to start the conversation and kind of go into my pitch. And it's like, no, I'm not necessarily doing that. It's like, well, did you know? Let's have the conversation. It always starts a conversation. So, yeah, it's good to see. You know, hopefully we could be able to see a lot more of that in the coming years. And awareness is key. That's the bottom line.
Well, I hope all the listeners of your financial choices are going to be aware now. Dawn, what did you see out there? Did you see the same thing? Were you?
Yes, we saw a lot of traffic in social media. PP&L Center went red.
Right.
Arts Quest went red. Provident Bank had a blood pressure screenings. They went red. Many law firms went red. If you check out our local Lehigh Valley American Host Association Facebook page, we reposted a lot of companies that shared their pictures. And I have to say, I was pretty amazed about locally the impact that we made.
Well, very good. And we want to keep that going. And since we're in winter and it's snow outside, we want this to snowball. We want the awareness to snowball. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We're going to talk about some of the resources that are available. Again, taking care of the most important asset you have, your health, and supporting this local organization. The phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station.
And we are back with your financial choices. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have in the studio with me this evening Dawn Fernandez, Special Events Director at the American Heart Association right here in the Lehigh Valley, and Omar Zucco, who's the Director of Major Accounts and Advertising at The Morning Call, and a very strong supporter of the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association and their campaign for Go Red for Women, which has an annual luncheon coming up in May. I plan on attending, and folks can get involved and get more information on that at lehighvalleygored.ahaevents.org. You can probably just Google Go Red for Women Lehigh Valley Luncheon, and I'm sure you're going to find the place to get to it. One of the things I had mentioned, Dawn, as well, is that there are so many resources on the American Heart Association's website, heart.org, that can help people, even if they want to dip their toe into the water. So can you talk for a little bit about some of the resources that are available on the website and free resources, which is the free resources I love. So can you review a little bit about what's on the website to help people kind of know and drive them there?
Sure. There's a wealth of knowledge. There's tabs that cover, you know, if you're a caregiver, if you're looking to change your diet, if you have high cholesterol, diabetes, if you're looking to lose weight. I mean, anything you imagine that has to do with making a healthier choice, there's a tab. There's recipes, there's calculators, there's a wealth of information that describes health disease for you, that'll describe bad, good cholesterol. It'll talk about type 2 diabetes and the effect it has on heart disease. And then there's also online communities where there's question and answer boards, connects you with other survivors, maybe connects you with other people trying to make a change in their life. There's resources for medical professionals. So maybe doctors that are looking for more information. There's actually a full tab that says, like, if you're a professional, medical professional, there's much out there for workplace. If the workplace is looking for wellness, we have a whole health fair kit. So, you know, you can just go on and download and print out a wealth of information to give out at health fairs. Or so if you're just looking to give out information within your company or maybe where you volunteer. I mean, it's kind of overwhelming.
It is a little bit overwhelming, but what was fun about it is it actually is quite organized. It's just that there's so much. Like, I know that there's articles, and then there was like a BMI calculator that was scary. articles, like you had mentioned, about the good versus bad cholesterol. Because one of the things with what I also found interesting when I went to the luncheon was the association with stroke. Mm-hmm. So it's the American Heart Association, and now they're saying American Stroke Association, too. And I never got that they were connected, actually, which I still am trying to get my arms around that, wrap my head around, my brain about how that's all associated. And I imagine, you know, a lot of it is, you know, weight and diet and all of that kind of thing, and the diabetes. It all, one, when we talk about snowballing, the health effects of some of the choices we make can snowball.
Such as smoking, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Smoking was another one.
Oh, yeah.
So, great. There's lots of articles there. Now, I had also seen, Omar, an article on the warning signs of heart attack. Now,
right.
The heart.org is going to have the warning signs of heart attack. But Dawn, you had also mentioned that sometimes for women, they're a little bit different. But can you talk about, since we are talking about heart, can you talk about some of the warning signs of heart attack?
Yeah.
Since we've got all the listeners, let's do a little, what do you call it, public announcement.
Right.
Yeah, public service.
Typically, everyone is familiar with the, I'm not going to say common, but everyone's familiar with the typical heart attack, the strong chest pains, maybe a side of your body kind of going numb. That's the typical, like, I call it a movie heart attack. But that's not the most common one. Unfortunately, most heart attacks start pretty slow with mild pain or discomfort. Oftentimes, people are affected and they don't necessarily realize it and wait a little bit too long to take action, and that could prove to be fatal. Some of the symptoms include, obviously, the chest discomfort. Most of the heart attacks involve discomfort in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, and sometimes it goes away, and then it comes right back. Other symptoms include also the discomfort in other areas in the upper body. So that can include discomfort in one or both arms, not just one, back, neck, jaw, even the stomach. Shortness of breath is also common with or without chest discomfort. Other signs may include breaking out in a cold sweat, nausea, lightheadedness. One of the things, and just to piggyback on Dawn's point, you know, that most heart attacks are similar with men and women, but more women are somewhat more likely than men to experience some of the other common symptoms, such as the shortness of breath, the nausea, the vomiting, and even the back pain.
So quite often we might see the men, that's like the movies you had mentioned earlier, they're holding their arms. So it could be the other arm. It's not always your left arm. It could be both arms.
And just, again, pains in other parts of your upper body can reflect that. And that's why, you know, part of the awareness is encouraging women to pay attention to their bodies, aside from their annual physical. Just listen to your body, because your body's trying to tell you something. And if you wait too long, it might just be too late.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now let's talk about prevention for a minute. And we have a couple minutes before our next break. Prevention. They had on the website the ABCs of prevention. Can you tell folks what those are?
Well, A is to avoid tobacco. B, become active. And C, choose good nutrition. And so we want to make sure that you quit smoking, of course.
That's a biggie.
If you need help, there's resources on our website, as well as, you know, at your local hospitals and things like that. CVS has now gone smoke-free. And I was just there the other day. Behind the register where the cigarettes used to be is a wealth of information on how to quit. And it says, let's quit together.
Oh, my gosh. It makes me want to cry. I love CVS.
Yes. I'm a big supporter of CVS, too.
Me too.
Must be the color of the logo.
Right.
Yes. We like
us. Yes. And becoming more active can be as simple as, I mean, I think a lot of us know the tricks, but not everyone. Take the steps instead of the elevator. Park a little farther away. Maybe while you're, you know, you between commercial breaks, get up, do a few squats, walk in place, you know, do a lot of us become sanitary right after work, so maybe pick a few house chores to do, opposed to leaving them all for the weekend. So,
yeah,
simple little things.
Good advice. And, you know, I'm going to say really quickly, one of the things I decided to do is because sometimes it's easier to make a little simple change to start with. So I had said I'm going to eat either a salad or a soup every day, because if I'm eating a salad, it's in place of maybe the hamburger and french fries, which I really would prefer. But you know what? I've been eating these salads every day, and then you actually start to crave them and look toward them. So I haven't added the physical activity yet, but that'll be my next thing that I add. So I figured I've got to get some time period in with these salads, and then I'll move into adding some activity and get it a little bit better. Folks, we are talking about taking care of the most important asset you have, your health. And we are talking with representatives, people who are committed to the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association. We're talking about ideas and resources tonight to get healthy. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
And welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have with me this evening Don Fernandez and Omar Zucco. We're talking about the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association. I have to add that. They go hand in hand. And in particular, we're also talking about Go Red for Women. And we have a luncheon coming up in May. And we're going to talk about ways to get involved and a little bit more information about that. Folks, if you have questions about these resources or about getting healthy and how it can make a difference for your financial life, we are here in the studio taking your questions and calls. The phone number is 610-758-8810. That is 610-758-8810. On that same website that we were talking about, Dawn and Omar, the heart.org website, they had a little comment regarding inactivity, and it said, extra weight costs us physically and financially. And there was an additional blurb that said, in 2011, the CDC estimated that health care costs exceed $8,600 annually. Per person. Another study estimated that medical spending attributable to obesity was estimated to be more than $1,400 higher than normal weight individuals. So the consequences and problems from our overweight society are sobering, the article went on to say, and that we can make changes about being more physical active, as Dawn had mentioned, just even during the commercials. You'd probably get 30 minutes of exercise during an hour show if you did it during the commercials. There's so many commercials these days. So anytime a commercial comes on, you should jump up and at least march in place. And eventually you probably could work up to, jogging in place. Always check with your doctor, of course, but there's lots of ways to add additional activities. Want to talk a little bit more about the Go Red for Women luncheon and how people can become involved. But I think you also, Dawn, had a little acronym. We did the ABCs of prevention, which is avoid tobacco, become more active, and choose good nutrition. But I think you have something with Go Red as well. And what is that?
I do. So the G is get your numbers. So knowing your cholesterol, your sugar, your blood pressure, and your glucose, which is sugar. Own your lifestyle. So owning to stop smoking and lose weight, be more physically active. Raise your voice. So to advocate for more women or men in the community and for research and education. Educate your family. Make the proper choices for you and your family. Teach your kids how to stay healthy and active. And then donate, to show your support with a donation of their time or money.
So time, talent, or treasure, donate. Let's talk about ways that people can get involved again with the American Heart Association, with the Go Red for Luncheon in particular in May. How can people be, I kind of alluded to it earlier, How can people donate and contribute?
We're always looking for leaders in our organization to join the leadership committee, which is what you yourself and Omar are part of. We have a planning committee that helps kind of bring that day of event together, so we're always looking for people there. We're looking for attendees, so purchasing a ticket, attending the event, or giving a donation if they can't attend and just support the organization, or even volunteering that day to help us kind of execute by setting up or helping with anything that we need during the the event.
And that event is the 2015 Lehigh Valley Go Red for Women Luncheon, and it is at DeSales University this year in Center Valley, and it is Thursday, May 7th at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and usually about how many people do you get?
About 300 attendees.
About 300 attendees, and we would love to get even more for that this year. Again, it's all about raising awareness and...
And enjoying great food.
Great food and...
Bidding on silent auctions.
And inspirational stories.
Absolutely.
So bidding on silent auctions, you also would take donations for the silent auction as well. Mm-hmm. Things like, you know, a basket full of, you know, movie things or
absolutely.
Healthy foods or teas or, you know, lots of different ideas. Purses. Mm-hmm. Can we talk for a minute about some of the other events that you have going on? I don't know when we were going to talk about that, if we wanted to move into that, or should we? Can you mention some of the other events that the American Heart Association locally is doing?
We have our Heart Ball that's happening February 28th. That's at the Renaissance Allentown Hotel in downtown Allentown. It's a night with dinner, dancing, and auction as well. And we also will have a heart and stroke walk happening in September. So if you're looking to get active and involved, you can participate in our heart walk. And then in September as well, we'll have something new we started last year, which is a personalities event. So local women or men, we're looking to encourage men to get involved this year with, but it's an auction of handbags or man bags.
Yeah.
And basically to benefit Go Red for Women.
That's great. That's great. So folks, if you need more information on any of that, you can probably end up reaching out to Dawn through the website goredforwomen.org, heart.org, or lehighvalleygored.heart.org. And if you're on the national site, there's ways to link to the local sites as well. And you can also just Google your name as well, Dawn Fernandez, American Heart Association, and I think they'll get you that way. In addition, Omar, you're with the Morning Call, and you did say that they're quite involved and they support your involvement with the initiative. Employers can get involved with the organization through, you know, having their employees participate
right.
in kind of the leadership as you're doing
yeah.
now. But they also can get involved in other ways, like having that fitness program, which, Dawn, you alluded to on the website. There's ways for employers to say if you want to have a fitness program. So I don't know if the Morning Call has that fitness program at all, but there are those resources at heart.org for employers wanting to get involved in supporting fitness at work. Can you review some of the tools that are on the website for employers who might, or
well,
employees who want their employers to be involved?
Right. Well, it's probably a tall order. As Dawn mentioned earlier, the website, it's overwhelming in the amount of information that's there, helpful information that's there. So you could spend the day browsing through all the good things that are on that website. But, you know, one of the things that you're able to see on the website with regards to employers or employees getting involved is, as you mentioned, the Fit Friendly Work work site. There are a lot of different programs, whether it's a walking program for the employees, enrolling the employees in a heart walk, or enrolling the whole company in the activity tracker. There's a lot of different tools to use. One of the things that is worth noting is that on average, Americans working full-time spend pretty much a third of the day, 5 days a week at a workplace. And about 83 or 84% of the workforce spends that time in a very sedentary job. So that's why it's important to kind of move around, whether it's on the commercial breaks or, you know, taking the stairs or whatever, even at work, just taking a break and get moving. And it's important for the employers because it creates a better environment. I mean, there's a lot of benefits, not only for the employer, but also for the employees. As far as the employers, I mean, that will definitely lower the healthcare and disability costs, enhances employee productivity, decrease the rates of illnesses and injuries in the workplace, and it improves the employee morale. For the employees, it increases well-being and self-image and self-esteem, obviously. It improves the job satisfaction. There's a lot of things that working together for a healthier company brings a lot of side perks, so to speak.
Right. And back to that whole point of the show, choices and your financial choices and being healthy and making better choices also helps us financially keep our jobs, keep us going into work. We're not taking sick days. We're not becoming disabled. Yeah. And again, it does help morale with the employees as well. So lots of different ways to get involved. I hope listeners who may have jobs with employers, if they don't have a campaign currently, you know, implemented some way, somehow, it's a great thing to take back to the office to say, hey, you know what? I heard this show. We should get involved. We should do something, especially with the statistics of it being the number one killer of women and 5-1 to, I think you'd say cancer, right? 5-1 killer or
compared to breast cancer.
Breast cancer. Yeah. So, you know, we really need to bring some awareness around this as well. Dawn, you had also mentioned earlier, I know Provident Bank, we had Chris Martin, the CEO, on several weeks ago, and they, I'm so happy, have probably contacted you about supporting the Go Red for Women luncheon and are going to have a table. So I'm looking forward to seeing all the women from the Provident Bank there as well. You had mentioned that they had like a blood pressure screening, I think. Did they do that through your organization or can an employer contact like a local hospital to come in and do that type of thing?
Well, the marketing person did reach out to me and, you know, I helped her in their building, they had a resource of a company that could provide blood pressure screenings for them because we don't directly do them through the Heart Association. But I do have, you know, have worked with hospitals and other organizations, so I'm happy to help someone implement something like that, give them ideas, give them, I gave her a wealth of information to hand out as well. So, you know, in any way I can help a company bring a lunch and learn to educate employees at lunch, any way to do a blood pressure screening, to help at a health fair. And like Omar was mentioning, the Fit Friendly program is free to the organization or company to apply. So they just fill out a form, ask some questions that if they follow these certain procedures, they may qualify for a Fit Friendly program. They're recognized nationally, they'll get a plaque, you know, and it encourages their employees, like, wow, we're, you know, recognized for having this fit-friendly work site, you know, that allows me to, you know, walk during my lunch breaks, because one of the things that allows them to comply is that they have to allow their employees to get up so often throughout the day.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty cool, too, because I think that a company, if they were to go through the application, also makes them look at themselves saying, boy, maybe I'm not doing that, and I should give that to my employees.
Right.
You also got to think about the recruitment aspect of it. I mean, you're looking at organizations that become more desirable to good candidates that want to work in a place like that is healthy, that cares about their health.
And keeps their employees awake in the afternoons and all kinds of things.
Saves them a lot of money as well with all the different, you know, how many days a year are spent on employees calling out sick and productivity just goes down as a result. So,
and, you know, some of the changes in healthcare that we've seen recently with the Affordable Care Act, and then there are some employers out there who self-insure, and staying healthy is may have a bigger impact on the medical costs that we have, even from our employers through premiums that we pay, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Some of them have implemented programs that if they can show their employees are participating, that they may get a break on their premiums as well. Folks, if you have questions this evening, it's been a great discussion. I'm having fun. The goal tonight is to make sure that folks are taking care of their number one asset, their health, and also raising awareness, especially in the Lehigh Valley, for heart disease and stroke, for the impact that it has on our society, to men and women, but in particular women as well. And we have highlighted this evening the Lehigh Valley Go Red for Women and their luncheon, which is in May 7th, and it's from 11 to 2 at DeSales, and lots of opportunities to get involved and learn and be inspired to get healthy. We are taking our last break. When we come back, if you have questions, phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Lehigh Valley weather. 32 degrees right now. Tonight, a low around 22. Tomorrow, Thursday, a 40% chance of scattered snow. Cloudy with a high near 34. Thursday night, a 30% chance of scattered snow showers. A low around 4 with wind chill values as low as 8 below zero. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 18. Wind chill values as low as minus 12. Friday night, a low around 10. And then Saturday, a little bit of a warming trend. Cloudy with a high near 29 with a 60% chance of snow. Saturday night, that same chance of snow with a low around 6 degrees. And for Sunday, a 40% chance of snow, partly sunny, with a high near 11 and blustery. Lori, just the kind of weather forecast you crave.
I'm from Michigan, John. I can take it. Actually, I wait every day for spring. I keep saying, only, you know, 6 more weeks, 5 more weeks. I can't wait for spring to come. Folks, we are talking about being prepared for spring. We are also talking about the Lehigh Valley Go Red for Women Luncheon in May, which is May 7th. We'll talk about that more in a minute. We are highlighting the importance of taking care of your health, taking care of your heart, and preventing heart disease and stroke. We have with us this evening Dawn Fernandez, Special Events Director at the American Heart Association right here in the Lehigh Valley, and Omar Zuko, a champion for men to get involved as well with the American Heart Association. Just a couple other little side notes for me. My father had a stroke. My father had cancer. My father had a heart attack and ended up dying from a heart attack as well, related to all of those health issues that had accumulated over time. And, you know, it's as you said, something so preventable. We also have had a colleague at work who had some heart disease and had surgery and came out of that quite well and is recovering quite well. And another colleague whose daughter, you know, a newborn, was affected by heart disease. So this isn't also just for me. It's also for all the people that I work with. Mm-hmm. And it is out there much more than people realize. So listeners, if you want to get involved, why not? You know, we say why, well, why not? Mm-hmm. We want to talk a little bit more about how men can get involved, Omar. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay, well, I typically, when it comes to trying to get men involved, I typically use scare tactics. Yeah, I do. I ask a simple question. Do you love your wife? Or do you love your mother? And after I get the yes, of course. That's when I go on to my American Heart Association Go Red for Women pitch, and inform them that heart disease is the number one killer of women. I tell them that 1 in 3 deaths are caused by heart disease every year in women. I also go and let them know that, and this is the shocker, that that's roughly about a death per minute. So, you know, then I move on to the, you know, the softer side. It's important to get involved. It's important to be aware. It's even more important to have that special lady in your life, whether it's your mom, your wife, or your child, to take care of themselves, to be aware of the symptoms, to eat healthy and to be active. So that's men are, for the most part, you know, they need to be, you know, quiet, silent, and rough and whatnot. And I think it's important for men overall to, one, share their feelings, but at the same time, show that they care, because they don't necessarily show that all the time. So having the conversation coming from another man, it makes it
probably a little bit easier for them.
You know, I think, too, why it's important to have men get involved is I had thought, and I'm just going off the top of my head, I didn't research this, but I thought historically there had always been more research around heart disease in men.
Yeah.
And I used to work at the University of Michigan, and we handled, National Science Foundation grants, National Institute of Health grants, and it always seemed like there was more research for men, and I thought that there was going to be a change in that. And I'm not sure if you know that or not, Dawn. I mean, I didn't ask you to research that, but, you know, I think men getting involved because, you know, there are a lot of researchers out there and a lot of doctors and people in charge of pharmaceutical companies and medical device companies that are typically run by men, they should encourage.
And like I mentioned earlier in the show, heart disease does not discriminate. So it's almost as society has given it its place. Okay, heart disease, that goes to men. Prostate, oh, that goes to men. Breast cancer, oh, that goes to women. But in reality, I mean, we're all affected in the numbers show, number one killer of women. So and that's why I am so passionate about this cause, is because it's bringing awareness. It is just open your eyes, I don't know what was the matrix, is the blue or the red pill, but take one of the pills and open your eyes kind of situation.
Cool. Well, talking about the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, talking about financial choices, taking care of your best asset, we also know that the organization could use some help financially. So you may find that you have the ability to support the cause financially as well as with your time and talent. So keep in mind that contributions to the American Heart Association are tax deductible, and if you itemize, you can save taxes. So that's the other little financial tip we have tonight. It's not about just taking care of your health, which will, of course, snowball in greater financial potential success for you financially, staying healthy, but in making contributions to the American Heart Association, you also, if you itemize, will be able to save some money on your income taxes. So, Dawn, let's talk a little bit about ways that people can contribute. How do they go about, contributing? Is it nationally? Is it locally? Where do people find resources if they want to help the cause?
Well, if they want to help the cause, they can donate in multiple different ways. They could donate nationally. They can donate to their local chapter, per se, which is one here in the Lehigh Valley. They can attend a special event. One of the couple that we have that we spoke about, the Go Red for Women, mostly, and that happens in May. There's the Ignite Heart Ball. It's at the end of this month. There's the Heart and Stroke Walk that happens in September. So multiple different events they can attend and donate. They can just go to heart.org, find their local chapter, and donate to them. So kind of multiple ways they can really look up.
The American Heart and Stroke Walk, that is in September, you said?
Yes, it'll be the third weekend in September.
The third weekend. And then you also said that you have an event called Personality. Can you?
Yes, that'll be September 17th. And that's where it's a purse auction. And we ask local women to donate bags to be auctioned off. And then people buy tickets to come spend money.
Okay, so for women who love purses or men who like to buy purses for their wives and support the organization, the idea is personalities in the Lehigh Valley can get involved by donating a purse that fits their personality. They can fill that purse with things that demonstrate who they are. Right. I bought a purse at the auction, and it was great. And it was Jen Natale. I'll say her name from Capital Blue Cross, the Capital Blue store over in the Promenade Shops. And it was filled with books and some goodies that I love reading. So that was fun. So what I think is important, too, is it's a great way for people, too, who may be new to the community or who are finding that the kids are out of the house now. They need to get involved. How do they get involved? What could they be doing to kind of, make use of their time in a good way? they could get involved, donate a purse, or come and buy a purse, or bid on a purse, I should say. Mm-hmm. And that's September 17th. And then I was thinking, you make friends at that event, and then you go on a walk with them the next weekend, right? So lots of ways to get involved. And then with the walk, do people get like a pledge or something for completing the walk? Is that the idea around the walk?
Well, they moved away from pledges, so it's more just asking teams will get together and kind of ask their friends and family to just donate to their team.
And similar to what they do with the breast cancer awareness walks, because they get a team. So you can get a team, and it could be people that you meet at the personality auction on September 17th, and then decide all to get together and join your resources. Okay, what we have just a couple minutes left. What would you like to leave? I'm going to actually ask you, Omar, first. What would you like to leave people with this evening? Because you've been a great champion of this. I get it. I hear it from you, and I see it. So how would you like to leave, you know, with the last couple comments at the end of the night here?
Well, you stumped me here. We don't necessarily have a national personality, a famous person that represents Go Red for Women. It's not as big thing. But keep in mind that this is one of the most important organizations that you can support. Because, again, number one killer of women, silent killer, and most importantly, very preventable. So it's about bringing awareness. Share the website. Forward the website to a person you know, a woman you know. Make sure that you have the conversation. I think that's kind of what I want to impart, because our message is just more about share the information, make people aware. So I guess that's what we have.
That was a great summary. And Dawn?
For me, I have to say, you know, there's a lot of great organizations out there to get involved with, but seeing our history and what we've done in the past can only prove the amazing things we can do moving forward with people's support. So, you know, that's why I'm so proud to be, you know, a part of this organization, and encourage and coach people who want to get involved.
And don't wait for it to happen to you or to someone that you love.
Correct. Right.
Let's get involved before, which is what I'm trying to do too. So,
good for you.
Folks, we thank you for listening tonight. So to recap, I want to mention again, your financial choices, the most important choice you can make is taking care of your health, living healthy, stay healthy, and spread that word, share it with others, educate. There are lots of resources on the website, heart.org. That's heart.org. And then there is information if you would like to get involved locally with Lehigh Valley Go Red.heart.org. And as always, if you want more information and you want to reach out to Dawn Fernandez, you can always Google her name, Dawn Fernandez, at American Heart Association, Lehigh Valley, and she'll be happy to help. Resources for you as individuals, resources for you as employers and employees who want their employer to get involved, as Omar has with his organization, Macy's, as the national sponsor of the American Heart Association. We thank them. I used to work at Macy's. And there will be a fashion show at the Go Red for Women luncheon at DeSales on May 7th, 2015. Macy's helps with that fashion show with survivors. Very inspirational stories will be told. And that is May 7th at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can get involved and find out information to attend that event as well. I thank you guys so much for coming on. This
thank
is really
you.
Something I'm passionate about, and you are too, and I know I'm like a little freshman here with my passion, and Omar's decade into this, so it's about awareness, and you made me
absolutely.
aware, and I appreciate that. So I hope that tonight we helped with some of our listeners become aware as well. Next week, folks, we're back to taxes. We're going to talk about how your income is taxed for federal, state, and local, some of the differences and the nuances of that. So I want to share that with you. And remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive, and make the best of your financial choices. Have a wonderful week.